Okay, so we'll continue with our caucus. And I just wanted to speak out a few things. I remember we said last week we were talking about that if you get the kibud of kfater by a bris. So kipshuta, it would seem that it's a problem because, you know, there's haishata, you know, how to pass things to each other. So there are some mekilin specifically with the kibud of kfater. And I just...
What's that based on?
So it's something that we'll probably get to. But you know, the pashtus is that it's a problem. I don't want to say that, like, you know, that it's a davar muskim. There are some makilim that will say that, you know, there is a way to get out of it since it's in public and it's a mitzvah and, you know, if it's done with two pillows and, you know, different...
So you had a good idea, throw the baby out. Right.
That's everyone agrees is fine, but there. I just want to say there are some mekilim benegei of this. So
if it's climbing the kibud too.
Right, but sometimes you get asked at the spur of the moment. Like, you know, you just show up, they know you're coming, they know your wife's coming, and they just ask you right then. And if you start trying to get out of it, it's going to look a little funny. So some say. I mean, yeah. So the mekilim say that if there's a way to get out of it, like if they ask you a few days before, or they ask you before, then you should get out of it. But Shasat Chak, there are some Mekilim. Again, the Pashtus is that it's a problem. But there are some Mekilim. I also wanted to say, you know, we were talking about the Ramosha. The Ramosha says that is there Kavod Abrius when it comes to Harchakas?
So we said no, right?
So Ramosha seems to say no. So here's the Shiloh. I heard this past week, where there's another Shagun Shir, I heard the Dayan in Detroit. He said that what happens if, let's say, your wife is giving you a haircut right before Shabbos, and right in the middle of the haircut, she did half your head, right in the middle of the haircut, she becomes a nida. So let's say Jeff's clothes ready. It's already, so what do you do? You're going to walk around the whole Shabbos with a half-shaved head. You're going to look very funny. So again, this is a nida kavod abrius. So he came out that tough. He came out the tough.
For Rabusher?
Yeah.
There's no touching there. It's already...
You're right. There's no... I mean, but for a Chagas, I mean, it's like, is it worse than a Shata? Yeah, I mean, you know, she's right there. It's right. Like... So, I mean, he said, he came out that it's a problem. Because you can't continue. Yeah.
That's what he said, right?
And that's the Chayr of the Pashtus. If you're a Maisha, that's the Chayr of the Pashtus. I did hear, while the Oilam was handling this, I was talking to some of the Paiskim. And some said maybe there's a way out of it. Maybe there's, you
why
know, there's.
Here,
well, she's the same way. You're not.
I would still think that's considered touching. You're not touching. It's
so the touching.
Is it the stick? Didn't you have something to do with the stick?
Right. So there's you're not allowed to. She's not allowed to pass you a stick. Right?
She's not passing.
Well, no. Let's say she's using the
shaver.
She's using the shaver thingy, right? What's it called?
Trimmer
or whatever that thing. So, I mean, she's pushing against your head. You feel her. You, like, you know, your mom is feeling her kayach. So why should that, I don't know. You know, the pashtus is that it's a problem. The pashtus will be a problem. And the pashtus is that fear of Maisha, there's no kavod abrius. And, you know, some other people are saying, well, you know, maybe you can be samech on this and this. You know, I was talking to some of the place. But Lamaisa, I think my eitzah was that, so... What's the reason why you want to give this guy a hefter? Because he's going to be embarrassed going to shul, and I think just stay at home. What do you have to go to shul for? You know, stay at home. If you're so embarrassed, so who says it's better to go to shul and then to not do the harchakas? Maybe it's better to do the harchakas and stay home.
Right.
So I mean, the whole smach that they're saying maybe you can be meikah because of all, you know, maybe you can be meikah going to shul. It's so embarrassing and this and that. But you know, okay, so stay home. Then Sunday, you know, you'll figure out a way to get a haircut then, or matzah, you know. Anyway, fine. So that was just another. So we spoke about passing things to each other, which we said is a problem. We said, the last thing we left off with was eating at the same table. I just wanted to speak out of Gishmak HaShayla that the Pesach Shuvah brings. That let's say you're stuck in a place where there's no other yidin. Okay, and we know that halacha is that when when she's going to be tayvel, right after the whole afternoon is over, she's going to be tayvel. So you have to have somebody watching her to make sure that all her hair is in. We have to make sure that she's completely tight. Mm-hmm. So we'll get to this later, but I say there's mamish amaisa shahaya, I heard, which is that there's one time a lady was sitting in the mikvah and she was just waiting for the attendant to come. And no one was coming. He's just sitting there and sitting there and sitting there. No one's coming. So she opened the door, right? She wants to see what's going on over here. And no one's there. So she figured, okay, so I'm going to wait here forever. So she went and was titled herself. And she made sure she was in and ever, and then she went home. And whatever, I don't know if she had told anybody about it, but she eventually told somebody, because I eventually heard about the story. The problem is that it's not a good tefillah. She's completely tumble.
Really?
You have to have somebody watching. You have to have somebody watching. That's all. Awesome. And if you don't, then it's not a good tefillah. Uh-huh. Even if you're positive that you're completely in, it's not a good tefillah.
Why?
That's halacha. I mean,
there's certain things you do believe a wife, or certain things.
You believe a wife, yeah, absolutely. But this thing, this is
everything about Nida. You believe a wife,
right? Well, a lot of things, yeah, a lot of things you do believe. But I mean, this is a real. This is a real. Anyway, fine. So there's no way around this. So you know, so I'm saying that Shiles. Let's say they forgot about her, right? And let's say everybody went home and she's just sitting there, and then she realized, oh, nobody. Can she go be tayva and go home? No, she has to make phone calls, whatever it is, and make sure someone. Okay, so let's say. And this child comes up and goes out, hey, this is an Pesach Yeshuva. So let's say no one's around. Let's say they're in a city where there's no Jews. And it's time for a tefillah. So the Shiloh was, is the husband allowed to watch her?
Can you get a goy to watch?
Pashtus not. It doesn't seem like a... Seems like I hear, but it doesn't seem like that's an option. So can the husband make sure that she's being done? Next child is that let's say she's very scared of the water. Sometimes, you know, people are scared of the water. And what she needs, and I guess this was done back in those days, she needs someone to push her in to get her in there because she's just too nervous, too scared. But she wants to go, just too nervous herself, so she needs someone to push her down. So is the husband allowed to do that? Because Lamaisa, right now she's tummy.
Right.
So you know how to touch her. That's how you're allowed to do that. So Pesach Tshuva says that you're allowed to. Why? Because why? Because what's the chash? The chash is that she's about to become tar. You're not from this second that you're touching whatever that's not going to.
Meaning all the chakras are for after this.
Right. We're afraid that it'll be the avera. But here, second she's going to be tar. You're not going to ball the b'tzmeya when...
But in my saw, now it's your tummy. You're right.
Yeah. I mean, so that was the whole shayla. I mean, that's what the whole shayla is. But this is a night of Yehuda. Night of Yehuda says that you're allowed to do. Okay. All right, so then we were talking about eating together on the same table. So what should you do? So you have to have a shina. You have to have something that's mafsik. The Mechaber says you have to have something that's mafsik being kaira shalai le kaira shalai. Right? And... somebody asked last week, do you need something bedafka between the two plates? Do you need something between, let's say it's in the middle of the table. Let's say you sit right at the head and then she's next to you. And not at the two heads. So do you need something bedafka between, or can you have something in the middle of the table? So Mechaber's lashon is that you need something that's mafsik bein kairish shalal or kairish shalal. You need something that's actually mafsik between the two plates. Nice. You do see in some of the shilas that when you're talking about a hecker, that you could there is a musig of a hecker that's not actually between the two plates. So again, it's a little unclear to me because it seems that the mechaber was.
What's the siman?
This is a siman kuf tzadi hey siv gimel. That's what we just left off with. So again, the mechaber's lashon seems that you have to have something that's mafsik. There are some other chuvas that talk about something that you know that's not actually mafsik between the two plates. So again, it's not 100% clear.
Like Basr B'Challa, for sure, that's for sure the reason, because you don't want to make sure that you don't get the milk. You don't want it to lean over. And that's the rachaka. But it's, I mean, I could hear maybe there's a little difference.
Right, because so there could be the difference because I mean, if you just need a hecker to let you know that hey, this is different. So then you're right, but then why is he saying that you need something that's master between the two kairos? Why is the Machaber saying that? So again, yes, it's a little unclear, but you do see in the Pesukim that there are certainly tshuvas that talk about having something that's not actually between the two plates, and it still be a good hecker. So, okay, then we spoke about that there's an issue that you're not allowed to eat from the same plate. You're not allowed to eat from the same plate. So if, let's say, you have a bowl of popcorn, or she has a plate of popcorn. Bowl of popcorn maybe a little different, but you should be eating from, right, because the serving dish said maybe it's a little different, but again, popcorn might be a problem because you're just constantly both taking from the same thing. So really, the chachila, the best thing is that she should always just take a portion from the thing and then not continually be taken from the main plate. But there is this problem of kaira achas, eating from the same plate. Okay, so now we're up to the next sif. We spoke about this a little bit last time, and we'll just continue with it. So lo yishta mishiyare kaisha shasahi. And again, the last Ramah right before this said that the same way, well, we're going to learn that you're not allowed to drink from the remainder of her cup, you're also not allowed to eat from the remainder of her food. So this is where the halach is. You're not allowed to drink from the remainder of her cup. So what are the exceptions? How do you get around this? So the Ramah says, the first eitza is that somebody else will take a drink from the cup. So if you have one of your kids, will drink from her cup after she drinks from it, so then you can drink from it. That's one way. Or you just pour from her cup to a different cup, and then you can drink the remainder of a cup. So she takes a full cup of soda.
Yeah, huh? Just pour it into your cup.
Right, just pour it into your cup. That's fine. So even if she takes a can of soda, which is everyone agrees, a can of soda is her drink. And she's drinking from the can, straight from the can. So you can't take the can and drink from it. But what you can do is just pour it into your cup, and then you're fine. She says, Afilu hooks of the kaisvishin, even if you put it back into her cup. So she has a cup, she drank half of it, and now you pour it into your cup, you can even pour it back into her cup and finish it. That's not a problem. Vimshasisava hu ain't the idea. Let's say she drinks from it, and you don't know that she drank from it. You come into the house, you go into the kitchen, and you see a cup there that's half filled with your favorite drink. And you want to finish the cup. So you don't know that she drank from it. So if you don't know that you drank from it, so you're allowed to drink from it. And she's standing there, she doesn't have to tell you that she drank from it. That's what it says. She doesn't have to tell you that I drank from it. Now here's another shayla. Let's say it's an interesting shayla. Let's say you just forgot the halacha. Let's say she's there, you're there, and you forgot the halacha that you're not allowed to drink from her cup. So you start drinking from the cup. So the halacha is like this: is let's say she's out of the room, right? So the halacha is if she's out of the room, you're allowed to drink from her cup. So you're drinking from her cup, and then she comes back into the room. So do you have to stop immediately and put the cup down? So because you don't. You don't have to put the cup down because once you started drinking it, beheter, she already left the room. You're drinking it, and she came back in. Well, you're good. You're good to go. We'll see that. We'll see in a second about the halacha. She is, but here you're drinking from her cup, but she comes back into the room. So are you allowed to finish drinking? The answer is yes. You're allowed to keep drinking. What about if you just forgot the halacha? And she's in front, right? She's there, and you start drinking from the cup. And she remembers the halacha. So does she have to tell you, hey, you're not allowed to drink from my shirayim? Most of the time, she'll remember the halacha better than not. But let's say that happens. Does she have to remind you? And number two is that let's say you remember the halacha yourself while you started drinking it because you forgot the halacha. So do you have to stop drinking? So in that... That already, the Pesukim say that you should be machmer and stop drinking. Because there you never started drinking beheter. Really, you're drinking beheter. You just forgot the halacha. So then there's no out there.
So she knew, and then you just didn't have. She didn't have to tell you?
So there, no, it's the same thing. So there also, she should have to tell you, because really, you're doing something beheter.
Right.
You're not, you never started doing a beheter. So then the Rambam says that this is all only when it comes to him. She is mutter, she is allowed to drink. We're in Siv Dalet, the first wide line. She is allowed to drink from Yershirai. And then it says, "M'shasa mikayis v'halchalav." She leaves. Yeshayim shemutta leilishtayis ha'meizer. The me'achashik v'halcha in kan chiba. Once she leaves, the room, then the Rama says that it's mutter. So what's the pshat? Why is she allowed to drink from Yershirai, but you're not allowed to drink from Yershirai? What's the pshat?
I thought that women work differently.
Ah, so that's exactly what it's going to say. If you look at Sivkot and Hay, and this is a big yisoy when it comes to Archakis. Dehi loy margla loy lavera. She is not margla lavera. You're the problem. She's not the problem. You got the bad ideas. So here's another thing. Let's say you have a hacker. Does she have to know about the hacker? Let's say you came up with a hacker that
the
she
table?
Used. Yeah.
That's
what I'm saying. By the table. Does she have to know about it?
Okay.
So Pasha's not. Why should she have to know about it? The hacker's for you. She's trusted. She's not margla lavera. You have to know the hacker.
All the arachakas are not for her.
So certain things she's not allowed to do because, which we'll see, because she's doing it and it's gonna give you ideas. But the hacker's not for her. So here, when you need a hacker, the hacker's for you. So if you can figure out a way to do a hacker without her having to know about it, you know.
Well, according to that, whether or not you do need it in front of her or not, technically, without having it in front of her. That makes more sense. Whoever says that you don't need it in front of her because it's not really for her. But
what do you mean? Being mafsik?
The hacker.
Between the two things. Yeah, but right. For you might need it.
Right. So that's
for you,
right.
Yeah. For her, yeah. That's not. Because apparently all they're really nervous about is that when you're drinking her drink in front of her, that's going to bring chiba. She's out of the room, then it's not going to bring chiba. You're just thirsty. But if it's in front of her and she just drank from it, that's more of a chash. No, that's what they say. Right. Now, what happens if, let's say, she drinks half of her cup, and then so you want to drink, you don't want to drink her shirayim, so you'll just fill up the rest of her cup. Can you do that?
Meaning add to the drink?
Yeah. So you don't want to drink from her shirayim, but now you'll just fill up the rest of her cup. You'll fill up to the top, right? Let's say you don't want to start busy, pouring into your cup or whatever, or you just want to fill up her cup and then you'll drink it. So there, you're not allowed to do that. That's still considered drinking from Hershey Rhyme. Same halacha, by the way, we said that if, let's say, in the middle of drinking her cup, right, she left the room and then she comes back. Same halacha would be if that it's mutter to continue drinking, right? Mm-hmm. Well, same halacha would be if she's not an Ida, and you started drinking from her remaining cup and then she became an Ida. Same thing, you're allowed to continue because you started at the Heter. The idea is once you start a Beheter, then you're allowed to continue drinking a Beheter even if she's there. Okay, now this is all, again, this is the same thing when it comes to food. When it comes to food, the same way that by drinking you're allowed to continue and all these things, and moving on to your plate, it's the same thing right. Would be by food, except they say that the difference would be...
Once you start, it's over, right? It's only by drink... And once you start by hatha, also by food.
No, by food also. Once you start one, yeah, the same thing. The same halacha is by food, by drink. The only difference is when you have something that's like it's one portion. Let's say you have like one piece of chicken, a polka. So she ate half the polka and she's not hungry anymore. So are you allowed to eat that other half of the polka? So again, you're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to eat something. You're not allowed to eat it even if you put it onto your plate. Because that's her thing. It's her portion. It's already considered shiari Michael, even if it's
And she leaves the room.
Once she leaves the room, everything's mutter. Once she leaves the room, everything's fair game. Once she leaves the room. But again, there are some that say that it's only a problem when you have that poka, let's say that you're eating it from her plate, because it's a problem kairachas. But once you put it onto your plate, right. So then you'll be okay.
Goes away?
Yeah. So then, even if it's one roll or one piece of chicken, that say as long as you put it onto your plate, then it's already considered yours, and it's going to be.
Only
okay.
If it's, I mean, the poka meaning technically there's technically two halves. Is there not
I don't know if poker's two halves. I mean, it's two halves in poker. No, I'm saying
he means the whole. Usually, it's
not the
whole
thing. Oh yeah, I'm just talking about that. Like, yeah, but even whatever's considered one portion, if this is considered one person's portion, mm-hmm. So then that's considered Hershey Ryan.
So even switching plates.
So that's the shiloh. So I'm going to say that switching plates would be a problem. I'm going to say that as long as you switch plates, it'll be okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so then there's the bed issue. Next halach is lo yeshiv mita miyuchedes la. You're not allowed to sit on a bed that's miyuchid for her. Afilu shloi b'fanel. Even if she's not there. So you're allowed to sit on her bed even if she's not there. You're not allowed to sit on her bed even if she's not in the room. Now, same thing also, you're not allowed to use her pillows and blankets. Not even just, you're cold, you want to wrap yourself in it, you're not allowed to use, if you have, specifically, like, this is her blanket, this is my blanket.
You have that, right? It's on her bed, it's hers.
Yeah, I don't know, some people maybe just it gets all mixed up and nobody really cares whose is which, so then already, or pillows or blankets, okay, so then there must be Hagava. Also, Leishav al Safsal. Okay, Aruch Hamishemisnad Dedes Veinu Chaberas Lekayis Lokishish Nidi Hashem Aslam. You're also not allowed to sit on the shaky bench, right? This is the famous shaky bench. You're not allowed to sit on the shaky bench because when she sits down, you feel her. You feel her. She's moving the bench. Or if you sit down, when she's there, she'll feel you, and that's that. You should stay away from. The Yesh Matim Kishalam Acher Masik. But if somebody is sitting between you, so then it's okay. So you have a shaky bench. As long as one person is between you, it's okay. Okay, let's just, before we get on to the next thing, just finish up talking about the beds. Okay, so you're not allowed to sit on her bed even if she's not in front of you. Some say that it's only also to lie on her bed when she's not. The fun, but if she's so we'll get to that. Yeah, so we'll get to that. So you're not allowed to sit in her bed no matter what, even if she's not there. Right. Again, some people say it's only lying down, but the Mechaber is pretty clear that it's talking about even when sitting. Well, let's say she's out of town. So the halacha is if she's out of town for a while, she's going to be out of town for a few days. She's just gone out of town for the day, and she's going to be back. So then, you're not allowed. You're still not allowed to sit on to sit on the bed. Some say if she's going to be away for a few days, then you're even allowed to sleep in her bed, if you like. Let's say you're scared to sleep alone, so you invite one of your friends. But you're not going to have your friend sleep in your wife's bed, or she'll kill you. So you do is you have your friend. Let's say assuming you have one room and you want your friend to sleep in your room, okay, fine. I don't know exactly how it's working out, but for whatever reason, you want to sleep in her bed. So if she's gone for a few days, so then you're allowed to sleep in her bed. There's no chash of anything.
Now so she... saying sitting and lying, everything's good, right? Once you can sleep in the bed...
Of course. Once you're sleeping, then you can sit in the bed. Okay, now, what about her? Now again, for her, we're not nervous that she is going to be margu you for aveira if she's sitting on your bed. That's not what we're afraid of. We're afraid about you. The problem is you, because when you see your wife sitting on your bed, then we're afraid of what you're going to do. So that's why we're going to make these yisurim on her, because it's really for you. But she's kind of stuck in the mix. So she is allowed to sit on your bed in front of you. A lot of sin in bed. She's not allowed to lie down in your bed in front of you. That's the only that's the difference.
You can't sit on her bed. She can't sit on your
You bed. Can't sit on her bed even if she's not there. She's out of the room. You're not allowed to sit on the bed. She is allowed to sit on the bed even in front of you. And if you're out of the room, she's allowed to sleep in your bed. If she wants. She knows you're at work. She wants to take a nap in your bed.
You're permitted to take your linens off your bed, right?
Oh, so that's another thing. She's allowed to make your bed.
She's not allowed to.
That's right. So you know she's not allowed. That's coming up.
I mean, sitting on the bed is more dangerous than taking your linens off your bed. And you're saying that she's allowed to sit on your bed in front of you.
Right.
But she's not allowed to take your linens off your bed.
To
me, sitting on the bed is more dangerous than taking linens off.
Yeah, so I mean, that's about, but we'll get to that. We'll see exactly what that means. I mean, you know, because there's going to be a fine line, I think the Paiskim is Manazah, about what's considered making your bed. You know, what's the chiba of making your bed?
She doesn't want to do it.
But I mean, making the sheets and fluffing out the pillow and everything like that, that, you know, she's not doing in front of you. But just sitting on the bed, she's just sitting there having a conversation. So then, that's not as much of a chashash for you. But again, lying on your bed in front of you, that would be a problem. Okay, so okay, then the Ramah says like this, which is very interesting. V'chein lo yelechem ishtoi ba'agola achas ay b'sfina achas. You're not allowed to go with your wife in a agola, in a wagon or a boat. Im haylech rach with derech teal. If you're going for like a trip. Okay, going leginai suparadesim, okay, yaitze b'zeh. Avim haylech meir le'letzachav motar. If you're just going for what you need to do, you know, you need to go to this for business or to get something, whatever, you have to go shopping, whatever it is, then even though you're by yourself, there's nobody else traveling with you, then you're allowed to go. Now, this is right after the halacha of you're not allowed to sit on a shaky bench. So there's a big shaila in the Paiskim. What's this halacha coming to tell you? Is the problem here that the Ramah is just saying the same way you're not allowed to sit on a shaky bench? So too, going on an agala, going on a trip with your wife, where you're going to be on a shaky, it's going to be shaky, right? A sphina shaky, a gola shaky, you're going to be feeling each other. So, is that the problem?
Like he says clearly at the end, the bachelor you go there was a.
Well, you can't touch each other, that's for sure.
But sitting in a shaky carriage, that's fine.
Right, but he just said sitting on a shaky bench is a problem.
But is that based on the wet?
So, is there a much just.
In the wagon?
Because you're going to gonna bounce against each other, or
that, I'm saying that,
no?
That.
It's that you're gonna. It's just the same as a shaky bench problem.
I thought the issue was that you go on a nice trip. Oh,
so that's the shaila. That's mamash what the paiskim the shaila is. Is the pshat that the Ramah is coming to say that it's the same problem as a shaky bench? Let's say you don't have a. Let's say you get rid of the shaky bench. Let's say you're in a nice, very comfortable car. You're sitting on opposite sides, and you're going on a very nice date together. So there's no chash that it's a shaky bench or whatever. Let's say you're sitting in the front, she's in the back. Why don't you work it out?
It says tzrachav is asa, so it seems to be
tzrachav is mutter.
Mutter.
Tzrachav is always mutter.
So the whole issue is just romantic date.
Well, this is the way. Okay, I'll tell you. Ramaisha holds that the Ramah is just coming to tell you that it's a problem of a shaky bench. He's giving an example of a shaky bench, and he's just saying that even though normally we have a problem of a shaky bench. But if you need to get stuff done, I mean, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to put your life on hold for 2 weeks and not do any business and not get any groceries and not do whatever. So Ramosh is saying that the Ramah is giving you a heter that when it comes to Tzrachov, so then we're not so makbid on the shaky bench anymore.
So unless you're going on a trip, which you can avoid.
So he's just saying it's the same shaky bench problem. The whole thing's a shaky bench problem.
It's a leisure trip, right? Is a disaster.
So hold on. So Ramesh is saying that a leisure trip is fine. You can do a leisure trip.
Ramesh
is saying like this. If you have a shaky bench problem, if you have a shaky bench problem, then you can't go. Then you're supposed to avoid it. So if you're just going for a teal or ganes perdesim, then you're not allowed to do it if you're going to have the shaky bench problem. Well, let's say you can get out of the shaky bench problem. Let's say you have a kid sit between you. Or let's say somebody sits in the front, or you're in the front. Front seats, there's no problem of shaky bench. Right?
Or riding in a car.
Riding in a car. I'm saying riding in a car.
That's not shaky.
Yeah. That's not shaky. Shaila's really the back.
And there are two separate seats.
The two separate seats in the front. But let's say the back. Let's say, you know, these have a bench. So maybe that would be a problem. If you have a kid there, it's not a problem. So Ramesha says that the only problem that we're nervous, that they're most nervous about, is the shaky bench problem. So therefore, you want to go on a date with your wife, that's fine. You can go on a date with your wife. You know, as long as you get out of the shaky bench problem, you're fine. And some other place can So, you know, the problem is, the problem their moms come and tell you is not the shaking match. It's like what you were saying. We don't want you going on dates when you're neither.
Yeah, that's why I would have thought.
so that's the.
What do you pass again?
However you want. You want to go? You want to go like Ramesha? Ramesha says it's fine. Ramesha says it's fine. You know, and again, like you know, a lot of these things. Like I said, a lot of these things are. You have to know yourself. I mean, if dates get out of hand for you, so then you shouldn't do it. But if you're just going because.
Also.
Right, oh, so let's say you have both. Both is his mother. If you have a tzrach, you're going somewhere, but...
No, I think that's what he's saying.
I'm saying that sometimes you need to get out,
So is that a tzrach or not? Yeah, in a chanami. But another thing, I think that again, the thing is like this. You know, if the pshat is that you just need to spend some time together to remember who we are, and, you know, you're not going on any crazy romantic dates, so then that's fine, you know, go out together for a nice dinner, and that's fine. But you know you shouldn't be planning your anniversary vacation you know during this time you know that's so yeah you know that you just you have to use your head so that's what I'm you know it seems like Ramesha is saying and again I'm not passing but if you're Ramesha I'd be comfortable to say that you're allowed to you know go out to eat and have a nice time together and you know finish but you shouldn't be planning anything too crazy.
No cruises.
Right. Okay, so just quickly to the next thing. The next thing is, I'll sleep in the same bed. This is Allah Chavavi. Now I'll sleep in the same bed, even if you're completely clothed, and it's a huge bed. Let's say you go to a hotel, king-size bed. There's no way you can make sure that you're not going to touch each other. It's going to be fine. That's a problem. He says, even each person that you bring your own pillows and blankets, everybody, you know, you're completely separate still, it's a problem. You're not even sleep on two beds which are touching each other. So it's mashrim here that as long as you have a little bit of a hefsek between the beds, it's fine. So how much do you have to separate your beds when you're neither? Really just the chachila just to make sure that they're not touching.
What was that you shouldn't touch her? Like, meaning arms
length. Oh, so that's where again lechatchila it's fine if you're just a little bit just a little bit of a hasik, but the chayim are saying that yeah you should the chayim say
where did that come from?
To do with the sheets shouldn't go.
Oh, so there's two right. So the chayim say two things. The chayim say that one of them is that let me see who he brings it from. Okay, I'm sorry. He says the Achrayim say that if while you're sleeping, you know your arm juts out and so it shouldn't be able to touch her. That's one shear. And the other shear that they say is like what you said that the blankets should not touch each other. That you know big fluffy blankets that even if the beds are just you know very very close, just mafsik by a little bit. So then again, some say that it should be a hefsik of an amma. You know, which is about, what was it, 2 feet. That should be, and then, really, l'chadchila, you should have, I mean, some, not l'chadchila, but some say that the best thing is to have, just have, like, a little night table between. Right. A little night table between, that's you know, a clear hacker, and that's, obviously, separates the bed. You know, it says that if there's, let's say you have one headboard. I haven't seen this that often, but if you have one headboard, so even if the beds are separate, but if you have one headboard, you should move one away from the headboard. It really looks like one bed, whatever. So then that's the best is to keep it away, not have them both attached or connected. To one. Right, they have two mattresses that go to the same headboard.
Got it.
So you can say that should have one, you know, away from that. Okay, fine.